Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Mary's in Akron. She's going to play the first round of Trump Tui of the Week on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Mary, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Browns lost.
Bless you. I know.
Mm-hmm. That's just like a weird thing to say to her.
What did you say, Mary?
I said they looked like they were going to win for a minute.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how it goes
that
off.
That would be the name of my Browns podcast.
They look like they're going to win for a minute.
Or the name of a song, Mary, and Mary, all of us could co-write. We'll see. Now they're going to play those dumb Steelers this week. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I asked Jen to leave the room. I'll try to read these questions correctly because I still have some whipped cream on my contact lens.
Maybe you should have changed the lens.
Right. Yeah, you do. That's gross.
Yeah.
Probably looking for an infection.
Yeah.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Mary.
Thanks.
It's a little blurry. We're good now.
Hope fine. Your eye doctor is
nothing
not
a little. Oh, no, I know. Yeah. Bad enough. All right, so here we go. We're going to ask you five questions. Jen's in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. It's all about you answering these five questions. Obviously, there's a timer involved, so let's begin the game. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. We're going to begin with question one, specifically Boo Buckets. They're coming back again this year. The plastic Happy Meal pails, they're going to be back on October 21st. They'll be available in the classics that we all know, but also a new Black Cat and Red Zombie Bucket. That reminds me, which all-time favorite game kicks off today at McDonald's?
Monopoly.
I can't wait to play that game.
You're going to be all over it.
I am all in. Absolutely. All right. Question number two. Eric Dane revealed that he missed the Emmys after a nasty fall injury sent him to the hospital. The actor who has ALS said that he was really upset to miss his Grey's Anatomy reunion. Now, Eric Dane's character on the show Grey's Anatomy was kind of, I don't know, playfully known as either McDreamy or McSteamy. Which one?
McSteamy.
Question number three. During a recent concert in Youngstown, Ohio, that's T County?
Not even close.
Country star Tim McGraw.
I'm going to buy you a map.
Country star Tim McGraw helped a fan named Trent propose to his girlfriend Selena on stage to the song The Rest of Our Life. By the way, next year is a big anniversary for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. How many years of marriage will they be celebrating?
I don't know. 30.
Let's go with 30. Question number four. To the surprise of, well, pretty much nobody, Taylor Swift. The official release party of A Showgirl won the North American box office this weekend, bringing in $33 million at the domestic box office. Which supernatural horror film was the highest grossing movie last month? So September of 2025.
What's the scary movie that your sister wants to watch? The Conjuring.
I'll go with the Conjuring.
Okay, let's go with question number five. Snapchat memories. Well, they now cost money. They're charging how they, well, they're changing how they store their snaps, how you store your snaps. So if you save more than 5 gigs of memory, you now need a paid plan to keep them. What was Snapchat called when it originally launched?
Oh my God. I thought it was Snapchat. I have no idea.
That's all right. Okay, there's the timer. So we're going to see how you did with all five questions. And then Jen will be back into the room to answer those same five questions in 3 minutes on Star 102. Jen's back into the room. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Mary is in Akron playing this round. Answer five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, keep a track of the score. How did Mary do?
Mary got 4.
Ooh! Oh. Good job, Mary.
Good job, Jackson.
Oh! I knew that was coming.
Don't do that. Did I just do that?
You made the same noise.
Dang it.
And I knew that was coming. I was waiting.
4 is really good. I get excited. Oh! Stop.
I'm just standing here.
No. Okay. All right. Don't. Okay.
Oh, I love that Stevie knows me so well that she already knew the drop that I was going to play prior to that. All right. Same five questions we asked Mary just a minute ago. That one was a higher pitch.
That was.
All right. We're going to begin with boo buckets. Oh. So they're coming back again this year. Those plastic Happy Meal pails are going to be back on October 21st, available in the classics that we all know and love, but also a new black cat and red zombie bucket.
No. Okay. Did you just see that? You were not looking.
No, because I was looking for your reaction of repulsion.
I'm so upset that you weren't looking.
What did he do?
He just put the mic in his mouth. Can you do that again so Jen could see and turn the camera on while you're
That reminds me, which all-time favorite game kicks off today at McDonald's?
Monopoly.
Oh, it is Monopoly. Question number two. Eric Dane revealed he missed the Emmys after a nasty fall injury sent him to the hospital. The actor who has ALS said that he was really upset to miss his Grey's Anatomy reunion. Now, Eric Dane's character on that show is playfully known as which one? McDreamy or McSteamy?
McSteamy.
There you go.
Can we add that to our list of words we hate?
What's that?
McSteamy?
Yes.
You want on the band word list? We can add that?
Yeah. Steamy is just not...
Like steamy or McSteamy?
Any combo with steamy in it needs
anything
to go.
With steamy
anything
in
at all? If I saw the shower is steamy.
Okay.
You don't like that?
No. I feel like they could have given him a better nickname.
Okay. All right. So we'll put steamy on the list. Banned words of the Jen and Tim show. Question number three. During a concert in Youngstown, Ohio, which is in Tee County, country star Tim McGraw helped a fan named Trent propose to his girlfriend, Selena.
I told him I'm getting him a map, by the way.
Okay, good.
On stage to the song, The Rest of Our Life. By the way, next year is a big anniversary for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. How many years of marriage will they be celebrating?
I don't know. 25. 30.
30 years.
How about that?
30 years. Big deal. Question number four. To the surprise of pretty much nobody, Taylor Swift's the official release party of A Showgirl won the North American box office this weekend, bringing in $33 million domestically at the box office. You saw it this weekend. We'll talk about that.
I sure did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't wait to talk about it. Have a couple complaints.
Oh. Do you have any compliments?
Oh, tons.
Okay.
Tons.
Just making sure.
A couple complaints.
I want to hear the complaints.
Yeah.
Which supernatural horror film was the highest grossing movie last month?
I don't know. Halloween.
The Conjuring.
Oh, yeah.
Last
That's right.
rights mm. dominated the month. Let's move to question number five. Snapchat memories. Oh, now cost you money. They're changing how they store your snaps. So if you save more than 5 gigs of memories, you'll now need a paid plan to keep them. What was Snapchat called when it originally launched?
Ghosty. I don't know. Doesn't have a little ghost on it.
Peekaboo.
Was it really?
It was. Yeah.
That is a fun fact.
You mean that? Final.
No, I really do.
Oh, that's final totals there, Stevie.
Mary 4, Jen 2.
Wow. Oh my goodness!
You like really? It was like a smackdown. Great job, Mary. You did it. You trumped me. Way to go!
Thank you.
So you're going to get that limited edition Jen and Tim Show mug. When you get that, show us a mugshot. Grab that picture. Take a selfie. We would love to see that. Also invited back for Redemption Week in studio, which is, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks away. That's happening the week of November 17th. Now tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
It's Mary and Jackson from Akron, and we just trumped Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Kelly's in Mayfield Heights. She's trying to make it back to back losses for Jen on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Jen, how are you?
Good. Ready to play this round of Trump Tui?
I'm ready.
All right. Will you kick off the game by asking Jen to leave the room?
Okay. Jen, get out of that room.
I'm leaving the room, Kelly.
Stevie, do not leave the room.
You sure?
You're keeping track of the score. Jen is now out of the studio. She's in the hallway. Was she playing Fruit Merge, probably?
Yeah, go join her.
There you go.
Fruit Merge.
It's true. So you're going to answer these five questions to the best of your ability. Obviously, there's a timer involved. When you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen and bring her back into the studio and let her know, hey, it's time for her to answer the same five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, which happened at 7:35, then you would make it back-to-back losses. If she answers more correctly, she's won the game. Ties no longer go to the house. We would go to a tiebreaker question. Let's begin the game with question number one. Sabrina Carpenter headlined the first weekend of Austin City Limits Music Festival, and she surprised the crowd by bringing out Shania Twain to belt out "That Don't Impress Me Much." Is the song "Man, I Feel Like a Woman" by Sabrina Carpenter or Shania Twain?
Shania Twain.
Question number two, Snapchat memories. Well, it's going to cost you. If you've saved more than 5 gigs of memories, you'll now need a paid plan to keep them. What is the logo / mascot for Snapchat?
It's like an emoji ghost.
All right. Question number three. Yeah. Okay. There you go. That's fine. Yeah. Question number three. Shailene Woodley is stepping into Janis Joplin's world, as we know. It has her feeling vulnerable. The actress is not only starring in Janis Joplin, Get It While You Can, but is also tackling the vocals herself. What iconic 1969 music festival did Janis Joplin famously perform at?
Oh, Lordy, Woodstock.
All right, let's go with Woodstock for question number three. As we move to question number four, Britney Spears, what is going on? So she took to Instagram to reveal that she fell down the stairs at her friend's house, and now her knee snaps in and out of place. Didn't need to know that, but
she
let us know. She is still dancing. She says, "I'm not sure if it's broken, but now it's snapped back in. Thank you, God," end quote.
Hopefully it doesn't snap back out.
I don't want to see the Instagram dancing and the knee snaps out. Don't need to see that. So Britney Spears guest starred in two 2008 episodes of which popular sitcom? It was either Two and a Half Men or How I Met Your Mother.
Ooh. How I Met Your Mother.
All right, question number five. Looks like Scrubs is officially heading back to Sacred Heart, and it's bringing some familiar faces. The series picks up with JD and Turk coming together for the first time in a long time. Medicine has changed. Interns have changed. But their bromance has stood the test of time. What is the name of the sarcastic and often mean attending doctor who mentors JD?
Oh, gosh. I
know. Oh, that's okay. There's a timer for that one. We're going to see how you did. Jen has to answer those same five questions coming up. Kelly's in Mayfield Heights playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jen Tui now back into the room. Producer Stevie, how'd Kelly do?
Kelly got four.
Oh! Woo!
Good job, Kelly.
4 of 5 for Kelly. Woo! Now it's Jen's turn with these five questions, beginning with question number one. Beginning with Sabrina Carpenter, headlined the first weekend of Austin City Limits Music Festival, and she surprised the crowd by bringing out Shania Twain to belt out That Don't Impress Me Much. Is the song Man I Feel Like a Woman by Sabrina Carpenter or by Shania Twain?
Shania Twain.
Of course that is. Question number two, Snapchat memories. Now going to cost you some money. If you saved more than 5 gigs of memory, you now need a paid plan to keep them. What is the logo / mascot for Snapchat?
A little ghost.
Yeah, it's a ghost. Question number three, Shailene Woodley says stepping into Janis Joplin's world has her feeling vulnerable. The actress is not only starring in Janis Joplin, Get It While You Can, but also is tackling the vocals herself. What iconic 1969 music festival did Janis Joplin famously perform at?
Woodstock?
Yes, it's Woodstock. As we move to question number four, Britney Spears took to Instagram to reveal that she fell down the steps at her friend's house, and now her knee snaps in and out of place.
Oh, God.
She said, enjoy your breakfast, saying, and I quote, not sure if it's broken, but now it snapped back in. Thank you, God, end quote.
It was just one of her classic dancing videos, and that was the caption. So she seems to be fine right now.
Okay, good. Good.
Britney Spears guest starred in 2008 episodes of which popular sitcom? It was either How I Met Your Mother or 2 and a Half Men.
Oh, I don't know. How I Met Your Mother.
It was How I Met Your Mother. As we move to question number five.
Comes down to this.
Thank you, Stevie.
We'll go to a tiebreaker.
How fun. Love those.
Oh, yeah. Question number five. Jen, it looks like Scrubs is officially heading back to Sacred Heart, and it's bringing some familiar faces. The series picks up with JD and Turk coming together for the first time in a long time. Medicine has changed. Interns have changed. With their bromance has stood the test of time. What is the name of the sarcastic and often mean attending doctor who mentors JD?
That is Dr. Schmidt.
Dr. what?
Schmidt.
Not Dr. Schmidt. Dr. Perry Cox is the correct answer for that one.
I've never watched Scrubs.
I have, and I told Stevie out there, I said, I would have not come up with that.
Yeah.
That would have just been
tough. Yeah, that's right. Tough.
So we're going to go a tiebreaker question. Right?
Oh, fun. The tiebreaker is so dumb. I hate it. Sorry. I mean, good
aggressive
luck, Kelly.
On a Monday. My goodness. All right, Kelly. So you know how this game works, how the tiebreaker works. The timer is still involved. Jen is writing down her answer as you are answering your question within the time limit to keep everything fair. We're actually going to stick with number five. We're going to stay with that question. The show Scrubs premiered how many years ago? The show Scrubs premiered how many years ago? Here's your timer. Closest to the actual number without going over.
14.
14 years ago. Jen Tui?
Oh, I said 25. Now I feel like that was way over.
It was 24 years ago.
Good job,
you
Kelly.
You were close.
You did it.
Can you believe it's 24 years ago?
Wow.
I mean, it's been on a long time, but 24 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good job, Kelly. You did it. You trumped me.
Thank you.
Back.
Yay.
To back losses, which means you're going to get that mug. You're also going to be invited back for Redemption Week in studio the week of November 17th. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Kelly from Mayfield Heights, and I just trumped Tui.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.